What's up, you ho-ho-huff and hog slayers? Welcome to Gruntspeak Not So.
Live from the lair.
I'm Toxic Male. That's the Rotund Revenger.
Stop it, man. Stop.
But we all feel skinnier today.
Now,
that's the good thing.
Before we get into the subject, I'm just going to say that the body positivity movement is going to be upset because we are basically breaking that bubble.
Yep.
That they're telling you healthy at any size, because that's not the case. So.
Well, yeah. And, you know, we made a whole video back in the day, December of 2020. That was never released on YouTube, so if you haven't seen it, you really should get on it. It's called All Kinds of Fat. Fat shaming works, and it may save your life. It's in the description.
That one.
This was never released on YouTube. It could never be released on YouTube. That's why this video is a New Tech exclusive. It will not be released on YouTube, which is why we say, but share this video out and really shatter the illusions of some ladies who are three bills or more who still think they're tens.
Well, they're slatheroids.
Slatheroids? You've got to write that down. Slatheroids.
Hey, baby, it is slatheroid.
Wow. So you get hemorrhoids on your ass, and when you eat too much, you get slatheroids on your mouth? Like, well, where do you get slatheroids?
Well, they're slatheringly fat. I mean, when they take a shower, there's actual foam that forms in between the rolls of fat.
Yeah, and then if you don't lift those up and clean in there, you know, let out like the chicken bones and the dead rat carcasses and things like that, you wind up with problems.
And they ferment their own sweat.
And bed sores, and you know, you get the where's your tit fat going on, you know, they have so many rolls.
That back fat.
Yeah.
And then they wind
their up tits literally, like their face looks like Homer Simpson's face. Their body looks like Homer Simpson's
and
face.
And if they go too far, they'll wind up with chainsaw fat and then remove the wall fat. And what that means is you're so fat that when you die in the house, people come and cut you up with a chainsaw to throw you in your piano case to, you know, throw you in the ground or turn you into ash.
Healthy at any size.
Yes.
Yeah. Except for, you know, all causes of death.
Yeah. Forklift mover.
Woo! It is a Thought Thursday indeed, ladies and germs. But now that looks quite healthy and fantastic.
It's not bad, not bad. That's full German.
That is quite fantastic. This is not full German. This is a 300-pound model in love with a skinny man. Size doesn't matter.
Oh, yeah.
She's dressed like Jessica Rabbit, and Soy Boy Cuck Mangina here is dressed like Roger, apparently.
And he's wearing the bunny ears.
Wow.
What a dumbass.
You would need a dick the size of a broomstick, just to snake your way through the rolls of fat that are between this woman's legs.
Well, I'm not going to say you're wrong. What I'm going to say is it probably requires a lot of contortionism.
A little bit. And even then, you're going to wind up in some sticky situations, figuratively and literally, and we have the sources coming up after we get through this article. He was worth the wait. You're going to steal my favorite ice cream place's slogan for your article? You bastards. A popular plus-size influencer. Of course she's an influencer. Why wouldn't she be?
Well, nowadays all women are influencers.
It's disgusting. Has gone public with her new boyfriend on TikTok saying size shouldn't stop anyone from snaring a soulmate. Loved up Alex Aspasia. If that's how that's pronounced, or Aspasia. Either way, it sounds like a bad Disney movie about pedophiles. We're going to go to Aspasia.
It sounds like some kind of disease that happens to your ass.
Maybe that's where the slatheroids come from. Slatheroids from the planet Aspasia.
Got to write that down.
Ass Blasters from Outer Space is the sequel.
Aspasia.
A-S-P-A-S-I-A. Shared a short clip to the social media site on Wednesday, huddled up with her unidentified new beau as they stared into each other's eyes and shared a kiss on the lips. Don't let your size stop you from finding someone special. Thing is, it's not about finding someone special. It's about having too much ego to match your size in most cases, because there's a lot of chicks like this who will still insist that they deserve the 6 foot dude with the 6-pack abs, the 6-figure income, and the 6-inch penis.
Yeah, 6'4", $3 million. I mean, those guys aren't looking for 300-pound.
No, they're looking for fit, feminine, friendly, fertile, and faithful. So. And obviously somebody who's an influencer on a Chinese spy app isn't worried about any of those things.
You think?
Not at 330 pounds. She's seen wearing a racy Halloween costume, Jessica Rabbit. Viewers immediately flocked to the comments section to congratulate the pair, with one fawning, "Love how happy they both are." Yes, because people never put on performance art for these stupid social media videos. Yeah,
gorgeous couple.
Yeah, I mean, these chicks who take pictures of their food, you know, loving life, and then they sit back with their cat in their lap and the half, you know, gallon of ice cream with the spoon sticking out of it that they left next to the plate that they cropped out of the shot, and then they're just waiting for likes. I want my likes. I need attention.
It's so ridiculous that people are actually doing that.
It's pathetic. Goddess, one male admirer cooed. See, you're the problem. Male admirer. Wow, lucky man. Is he really?
Is he?
Is he really? I mean, those lips were purchased. They're not actually hers. The tits are basically just a byproduct of her not being able to stop shoveling food into her face.
Tourette's of the elbow?
I mean, they always say big tits on a fat chick is just like abs on a skinny dude. They don't count.
what's that default setting?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, and then, of course, you know, the bigger the fupa, the tastier the chalupa, right?
Oh, my God. I hate that is terrible.
Yes, it is.
Now, she's, what, three bills in this?
330 pounds, yes.
All right, I could believe it.
Yeah, and she's 5'11", so it's going to lay a little bit nicer on her than it will on shorter women. Still quite egregious, though.
Yeah, I mean, that's still heavy.
Laughing at the trolls who hate that I'm a fat woman with an amazing partner. No, you're putting on performance art for clicks, validation, and attention.
We don't care.
You're not happy. You just want people to believe that you are.
Stand by.
All right. He's got a phone call coming in because he didn't turn his phone off again. Motherfucker.
I'll turn it down.
You fucker. Oh, hang on. Oh. But she honestly says right here, size doesn't matter. It's in the headline of the article. Size doesn't matter. I beg to differ. We have two stories for you, and the body positivity movement isn't going to like either one of them.
And both of these are forms of gravicide.
Yes. Slatheroids.
The slatheroids from Aspasia committing gravicide.
300-pound woman admits killing boyfriend by smothering him with stomach fat. This happened in December of 2018. It has been fact-checked.
Mm-hmm.
Pennsylvania woman admitted she murdered her boyfriend by laying on top of him and smothering him with her fat stomach during a heated argument. Wendy Thomas pleaded guilty to the third-degree murder of her boyfriend, Keno Butler, who died from suffocation. Thomas, 44, wow, also hit Mr. Butler with a table leg during the fight, a court in Pennsylvania was told. She then lay on top of her boyfriend, who weighed around 9 stone, and used her stomach to prevent him from breathing. Thomas entered her plea in Erie County Court on Monday, agreeing to a recommended sentence of between 18 and 36 years, depending on behavior. She's going to get less than that.
Yeah.
Or she got less than that. Guarantee it. Oh, there's Keno Butler. Wow. You know,
wow, what a horrible way to die.
It really, really is. Thomas, weighing over 300 pounds, attacked her 120-pound boyfriend with a knife, stabbing him in the hand before bludgeoning him with a table leg. It was then she smothered her victim by sitting on his chest. Butler's death was ruled a homicide caused by respiratory insufficiency secondary to blunt force trauma to the neck and thoracic compression, exacerbated by blunt force trauma to the head. And wow, she got third degree? After the first hit, it's no longer third-degree murder.
It's second-degree once you have weapons involved.
But she's a woman, so she's allowed to you know, get off with a lesser charge.
Yeah.
Wow.
Can you imagine that dude's probably, you know, doing cartwheels in his grave, like, I just got killed by a fat bitch.
He shows up at the pearly gates, like, that's what you get for going after big white women, bro. What can I say?
Or just can you imagine the laughing stock? Uh-huh.
What?
Okay, we'll sign you right in.
What you talking about, Willis?
Yeah, your seat's, Yeah, nothing to see here.
It's like, oh, what? You want to get in the gates? All right, well, what'd you do? All right, VD. Just like Riggs.
VD.
Oh, and that's not the only one. The same year, 2018, 400-plus-pound woman arrested after she smothers skinny boyfriend during sex.
Are we seeing something here? There's a pattern.
Mm-hmm. Duluth, Mississippi this time. Mm-hmm. Morbidly obese woman who police are calling one of the fattest they've ever had in custody was arrested on Friday after she smothered her boyfriend during a sex act. Police reports claim that Mary, name changed to protect identity, 28... Wow. Who weighs a staggering 423 pounds. Arrested after her boyfriend was found dead in her bedroom. Police say Mary called them after she smothered Joe to death during a 69. Okay.
All right. Now,
you want to slay the hogs, that's fine. But.
Well, my thing is this.
Don't 69 with her on top.
It sounds like, you know, it was an accidental death, whereas the other one was intentional.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but even so, size clearly matters here.
Oh,
here's the, the context.
Physics and gravity is a bitch.
And they always win because in the end you wind up 6 feet under. He wanted me to go down on him, which is totally fine, but if he's going to get some, so am I. In retrospect, it probably should have been at separate times. I got on top of him and we both started going to town. A few minutes later, when I was done, I realized he'd gone limp, and I turned around, and he was completely blue in the face. You got off on your dead boyfriend's face after he had already expired. This is like some Clerks level shit going on here.
But, you know, I mean, this is unfortunate.
Very.
And... This, again, is Darwin working here?
Yep.
But there's a big difference between accidentally.
Yes.
And stabbing him with a fucking table leg, and then sitting on him until he died.
But it shows you that either way you slice it, size matters.
It does.
All right. No amount of body positivity is going to change that. Even if you manage to actually form a little small sexual subculture called feederism, where men get off by getting women fat. This was written about in Salon in 2017, 1 year before the first suffocation.
And this is like Tess Holliday's bread and butter here.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Her boyfriend, you know, has no problem feeding her pancake batter.
That's so disgusting. Yeah, and we've seen, you know, we've shown videos like this, you know, chicks. I remember the little blonde thing, and literally she's got like a beer bong and the dude is pouring pancake batter into it. And then after she drinks it all, he's like lifting her stomach up and watching it fall and stuff. He's like, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. Stop.
Well, now, don't
get me wrong. Disgusting.
You know, while it is disgusting... But if that's what works for him, have at it. But you need to know there are negative connotations to what you're partaking in.
On all sides. On one side, all causes of death. Mm-hmm. On the other side, she can suffocate you without a second thought.
Yeah, or like let's just say you're walking down the stairs and she slips and falls and lands on you and then grinds you into... I don't know, hash brown on the stairs, and when you get to the bottom, you are dead.
A little bit. You know, you're just sitting on the couch, you want to have a quiet night in, she gets horny, climbs on top of you, next thing you know, broken pelvis.
Or you're standing in the lobby going, what happened?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what happened.
Yeah, you know what happened there. All right, VD. but you notice how in the Salon article, okay, this is just it's a sexual subculture where men get off by getting women fat. And there's really no negative connotations put in here because Salon is extremely woke.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they're all about the body positivity and the bullshit. But as soon as men are fetishizing something that's attractive to most people, like, say, Asian women, then it's white supreme pizza.
Or they flat out say that any men who go over to for the purposes of sexual tourism, predators.
Exactly, yeah.
Even though they're marrying some of these women.
Yeah, and even though Asian women fetishize white men in reverse because in comparison to what they have in their immediate vicinity, we tend to be bigger.
Yes.
We have more bang for your buck, if you know what I mean.
And we have more money.
There you go. Because we're not communists.
Yes.
Isn't it amazing, though? Like, dude wants to fatten up a woman to 400 pounds and then gets suffocated while she climbs on top of him for a little piece of mouth music. Stunning and brave. Skinny Asian chicks fetishized by white dudes? Horrible white supremacy. You're disgusting.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
Wow.
Everything is white supreme pizza. I'm sick.
Everything is.
Fucking,
I mean, literally,
so
just go onto Google and just type in insert random shit is white supremacy. 9 times out of 10, you are going to get a hit.
Yeah, and we've done a show on this where we actually put some of the terms in there.
Yep. Like, we'll do one right now. Let's just try this out. I'm going to type it in here. Milk is white supremacy.
Here we go.
Why white supremacists are chugging milk.
There
cow's milk, a symbol of white supremacy. That's directly from PETA. White power milk, milk dietary racism, and the alt-right. I rest my fucking case.
There you go.
It's a drink.
Well, I mean,
it's cow titty milk, but it's a drink.
Well, the thing is there are forces out there that are manipulating the masses who are, who, you know, want to be looked upon as, you know, being nice people, and they literally use words to walk them to the slaughterhouse.
Yep,
that's pretty much what's going to happen.
And the fact that leftoids keep falling for this shit, and it all just leads to the snake eating its many, many tails. And as soon as you ask one logical question, it all falls apart. And that's why they have to censor you. Because if they don't censor you, you're going to ask the right question, and it's going to wake up the wrong people.
And you're going to watch the whole house of cards come flying down. All you got to do is take the wrong card out, done.
Ooh.
So they got to protect the house of cards
by
blaming and shaming you into compliance and silence.
And they think that it's a big, sturdy house of cards when really all it takes is somebody to walk through the room too fast and the whole thing falls over.
Yeah, done deal.
Yeah, but we're the party of science.
Get the hell out of here.
And civil rights and tolerance.
Shut up with that bull crap.
Yeah, say the people who filibustered the Civil Rights Act, shut down the world for 2 years over something less deadly than the common cold, padded the numbers so people would remain terrified of it to this day, to the point where you got whole families of masturbators still going out in public to play fucking sports.
Masturbators.
Yeah, you're all about the civil rights and the tolerance.
Yeah. My body, my choice until it's time to get a shot.
Yeah. Tolerance of kid fuckers, not of men of, you know, consenting age going after Asian women of consenting age.
Yeah.
You make all the sense in the world.
Well, you know, I myself, I've been asked a lot of questions from the MGTOW Red Pill community about going overseas for women.
Oh, yeah.
My professional and personal opinion is this. If you want to do that, go right ahead. If you're going to marry them, I don't advise it. And I seriously don't advise for you to bring them back to the United States.
No.
They will get corrupted, and you will get Eddie Murphy'd.
I was going to say the same thing.
Yeah, it's exactly what's going to happen.
Yeah, and in which case, we have a MGTOW author who goes by the name of Luca, and he wrote a book called How to Retire on, I think it's 250K in Southeast Asia. Okay, because if you're going to go after women like that, you need to keep them in their neck of the woods. Otherwise, you bring them over here, and they get polluted with the media. Next thing you know, they're talking just like the chicks that you went to Asia to find another woman for in the first place.
Yeah, and I have friends of mine that married foreign brides only to have it implode, and then they royally get fucked over.
In the butt.
Yeah, it's not a good...
Or should I say, in the butt.
Now, we've seen this one before, haven't we?
Oh, I showed it to you. I'm not sure if they've seen it. We'll show another one.
Ah. All right, yeah.
Twerk flow, huh?
Of course.
Perhaps you should not be twerking if you're on your flow. Just
well,
a personal observation.
It could look like... If...
Next thing you know, it looks like somebody's stepping on a ketchup packet.
Or a murder victim. If somebody does the 69 and that's going on, you look like a murder victim. If you're not dead.
Yeah.
Or you are a murder
maybe
victim if
she's
you are
400 pounds and she's on her flow and you're into the Red Wing thing. Next thing you know, you got a flaccid ding-a-ling and you're up in the ethereal version of Sing Sing. It's not good.
Not a good time.
It's not
a
good at
look.
All.
But not a good look, gentlemen.
So to Alexa Aspasia, size does matter, and sooner or later, after you crack his pelvis and maybe, you know, slip a few discs in his back, he'll get the message and maybe find somebody his own size.
Now, listen, when it comes to heavier women, I typically don't mess with any woman I can't pick up and carry.
There you go.
That's rule of thumb.
Mm-hmm. Because sooner or later, they're going to have a temper tantrum, and if you happen to be in a horizontal position when that happens... You could be suffocating on some flesh, and it won't be a titty.
It won't be good either.
It's going to smell like fish and bad decisions. And maybe some of the lasagna that's cooking in the fridge. Or not in the fridge. Why would you cook lasagna in the fridge? Sleep? What's that? Cooking lasagna in the oven. I'm starting to sound like Joe Biden over here.
Yeah.
I'm going to cook the lasagna in the fridge because Corn Pop's going to come over. We're going to have a talk about how he's been a bad dude.
We need to do that comedy skit. We're talking, you know, in Bidenese.
You know, if you drive over the bridge on a moped while the steamroller goes underneath with the pigeon shitting on the top, then you might have to change your plans. And next thing you know, whiskey.
But the thing that makes the whole skit funny is you have subtitles at the bottom. Exactly what he's trying to say.
Yeah. All that shit I just said, I pooped. Just, you know, it's like that movie Lost in Translation. You know, Japanese director is screaming for 5 minutes. He say, do it with my feeling. Are you sure that's all he said? I'm trusting you here on this one.
Yeah.
But don't trust Joe Biden, and don't trust women who lie about their weight, like Tess Holliday. You remember how Tess Holliday claims to
God.
Be 280 pounds?
Yeah.
And this woman claims to be 330. So we're just this one so, last thing
but
here.
But she is 5'10".
See, now look at her arms, though.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I mean, she's got the belly. She's got the gulch and all that stuff. Her arms, okay, 330 pounds. Tess Holliday, even though she's a little bit shorter, claims to be 280.
No way.
No way.
No. Yeah.
That woman's pushing 4 bills if she hasn't crossed over already.
That's right. Yeah. I was just going to say that, right around 4 bills. Like my buddy Darren, who passed away, was 536 when he died.
Woo. Wow.
So he was 100 pounds heavier.
That's over 3 of me.
Yeah. I mean, listen, it is what it is. They, you know, she obviously, these people are eating, you know, they're committing calicide.
Yes.
They're eating so much calories, it's killing them.
They're self-deleting with calories.
That's right.
It's a long process, but just sooner or later, just like smoking, it all leads to the same place.
Yeah, it will get you.
Yep.
Every time.
Just like the rhythm, according to Gloria Estefan. But now that I've dated myself, enjoy your weekend, and we'll see you guys next week.
Take it easy.